You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And a gentleman who's showing no signs of slowing down and retiring at this stage joins me, as he does every Wednesday, this time from the United States, Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro. Uncle David, good evening. Lovely to speak to you, as always. The Chinese stimulus, do you want to start there?
Well, we knew it was going to happen. It happened, and it it's changed markets, particularly from our point of view. You can see the commodity companies and on the JSE really running away. A lot of room to make up. I was looking at the charts. I thought, okay, this is looking good, and then you don't even see a dent on the chart. But I mean, if this continues, which I think it's going to do, against the backdrop of stimulus in the other markets, you know, in terms of lower interest rates, I think, as I've been saying, or hopefully you've remembered, we're in for a good rock and roll year, still into this year and into next year as well. So we're going to have fun conversations from now on.
And those commodities prices as well. I kept an eye on them this morning. Commodities markets were up about 2.5% inside the first hour of trade, and had a bit of a pullback throughout the day. And I wondered, was that a bit of a short-lived situation? But I suppose, as you're saying now, it could just be the start of something that's going to be going on for a long time, because platinum prices are approaching $1,000 again.
Yeah. Look, that's... they've come back. They came back to just, on 900. We want them up at, 1100, 1200, 1300, which they can do. I suppose it depends on the dollar as well. We've seen quite a bit of dollar weakness. Somewhere down the line, I think you're going to find a bottom in the dollar, and things could start turning. But I'm hopeful that once we get into a pro-growth environment, companies are going to start expanding. You're going to find lots of M&A into next year, new businesses being created and so on. So you get into we haven't had it. We haven't had this for 3-4 years from before COVID. We haven't had any really good growth in the global economy. And I think with rates coming down, it's just starting to position itself for that. So it takes time. It takes time to filter through into people's psyche, but certainly the signs are there at the moment.
Uncle David, when we look at the signs that are there, how are we feeling about the likelihood of a U.S. recession? You're in the U.S. at the moment. There's a lot of optimism. We're looking forward towards these elections. But obviously that is still a concern at the back of some investors' minds to say, did we actually achieve the soft landing?
I think we're there. I can't see a recession, and maybe I'm in New York, where maybe it's not really indicative or representative of the whole of the United States. But the number of tourists here, Jimmy, the UN is in town, United Nations. You cannot believe the traffic jams. You cannot believe how many people are here and what you're seeing. I've got to tell you something. You think there's a recession. There's a Dojo Cat and Post Malone concert in the park on Saturday. I'm trying to get tickets. The tickets go, the cheapest tickets go, I don't know, $100 a shot, And this is just a free concert in the park. So, there's just plenty of demand, plenty of spending going through to, what I'm glad to see as well is Broadway is recovering in a big way. And I can see it from what tickets are available. I go for the cheapies, like right at the end of each day or in the morning, they tell you which, couple of tickets are available for certain shows, and you line up and decide and you get discounted because I can't afford, to buy them in advance. especially with the Rand, even at these levels. So, you can sense, you can sense a pace here that just doesn't point towards a recession. I don't see it in any way, in any way pointing if this is representative or not. So, and most of the commentators don't believe we're going to go into it. Jimmy, just off, there's a lot of discussion about the election. It just occupies almost 80% of the newscasts. Who's in the lead, where they are, where Trump was, where Kamala was, and so on. And a lot of interest around it and discussing their economic policies and that. But I mean, outside of that, if you do listen to commentators here, people, you know, I don't think there's any positioning of, you know, for recession. Generally, things get better once the election's out the way. So I don't know.
Well, we'll have to see how that one shapes up. Uncle David, the Rand hitting 17 Rand 20. We're excited about that. That at the same time, the Aussie and the top 40 hitting all-time highs, the gold price hitting all-time highs. Clearly, we're in for some really good times locally, especially.
Well, what more could you ask for? You know, the stars are aligned. I can see from some of the money that's coming into the market as well. What was worrying me was you could see some small and medium cap shares being bid up, a lot of volume behind it. And my big concern was the commodity side. But I think China's playing ball now, and I think they're not going to stop. And if they're going to go, they must go big. You know, otherwise they get into the Japanese situation, that Japan found themselves in the 90s when their property markets collapsed. And I think for 30 years they've been struggling to get out of it, you know, deflation. So I don't think China wants to go into that kind of situation, realizes that if it's going to do something now, it's got to do something big. And that's going to be good for our market as well, because that's been one of the just one obstacle to holding us back. And you know how long we've been calling the bottom of the commodity market? Well, I think we've seen it. This week.
That's been a very long conversation. And obviously the China part of it now coming, as you said, coming into the space becomes that much more important. Our president is in the US with you at the moment, trying to drum up investment, trying to speak for South Africa and speak for the African continent. What does the outlook seem to be like from a sentiment point of view, at least where it relates to emerging markets? Are we seeing that there's a lot more optimism?
I don't know. You know, it's so difficult to read that because the United Nations is such a huge organization and he's up there against so much competition. The one thing that Biden did say in his speech yesterday, I listened to Mr. Biden, and I think it's a good thing that he is standing down, because I don't think we could have seen him for another 4 years. Genuinely, you know, I got so worried that he was going to blur his lines, you know, even though this is his last speech. But he did say that they're going to push for expanding the Security Council, you know, and to give more representation to Africa, which Mr. Ramaphosa, you know, mentioned in his talk, that there's no representation for Africa. This is the Security Council is, what, 78 years old or something like that. So things have to happen. But it's also up to Africa to get its act together as well. I think with commodity markets showing a bit of promise, I think that's, you know, that does give us an opening to, you know, to push for, you know, to push forward.
Are we once again calling the bottom and saying now's the time to get in?
Yes. This time it's official.
This time it's official because the rest of the world believes us. We'll leave it at that, Uncle David.
But it was all markets are good. You know, I'm looking at the US markets, And also just don't underestimate, you know, what a better China means for Europe as well, because like Germany do a lot of exports into China and the luxury goods side of it and that. So it's very important that we do see that pickup. So that was just the missing link. So officially we're in bull phase now.
We're back in business. All right, we're back in business. Everybody's going to benefit, and now's the time to make sure you have things sorted out. We'll leave it at that, Uncle David. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth joining me to reflect on the market movements, the upbeat sentiment that's returning to markets now, and what's causing that.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.